Good evening and welcome back to Masks Weekly Radio Show on Family Matters. Masks, mothers, and fathers align saving kids. Kids of all ages and all stages with all mental health issues, including school issues, addiction, whether it's molestation, internet addiction, whatever it is that you may be struggling with, a loved one, yourself, feel free to call the MASK confidential and anonymous number is 718-758-0400. And you could call every day from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. for referrals for therapists, for outpatient, inpatient programs, parent group. We are on Zoom like everyone else. We are on Zoom and parents call in from wherever they may be and getting the support. We have Dr. Axman's group. We have Dr. Torsky's group. We have Dr. Tricia Tia's group. So if you need a group for yourself, for somebody that is suffering from anxiety, we can connect you with other groups. So give us a call again. Maybe you want to write down our number. I'll repeat it. Maybe for yourself, a loved one, maybe for a neighbor or someone you usually sit next to in shul. Our number again, 718-758-0400. Also, I want to mention anyone that wants to get a free naloxone kit, another form of Narcan for prevention of opioid overdose. Always good to have one with young adults that are struggling. Have one in your home, in your shul, in the schools, anywhere and everywhere should have a kit. So if you want a free kit and a free Zoom training, and we will mail you the kit, call MASK 718-758-0400, and we can arrange it by Zoom. Yes. So tonight, I am very happy to have on with us a colleague, a doctor, actually, Dr. Alyssa Minkin, who's the general pediatrician in Oceanside, New York, and the co-chair of JOMA. JOMA, J-O-W-M-A, Preventative Health Podcast and Hotline. I'd like to welcome you on tonight, Dr. Minkin. How are you?
Baruch Hashem, thank you for having me.
Always nice speaking with you, and I know this is such a busy time being a general pediatrician. You must be really, really busy, so thank you for making the time tonight. Is it okay if I address you as Alyssa?
Absolutely. Alyssa, like Lisa with an
Alyssa. A. Right. So, Alyssa, we sit in so many meetings together, coalitions. Being my colleague, we work in so many different areas. With COVID going on, you know, that coalition, the Haredi Health, with general clients, families that you're so helpful with, in and out of your communities. But I want to focus more on you being the co-chair of JOMA. So let's talk about JOMA first and foremost. What is the Jewish Orthodox Women's Medical Association? What's the purpose of the organization? For who is it? And what do they do so that my listeners could call in, listen to your wonderful programs that you make available, please?
Sure. So I'm the co-chair just of the Preventative Health Committee. JOMA, the Jewish Orthodox Women's Medical Association, is a pretty new organization. I think it's been around for about 2 years. It was created by Eliana Feinfeld, who is actually only a third-year med student, medical school student. And I actually know her because she worked with, I have a daughter with special needs that she worked with. And she founded this organization to provide support and mentorship for women who are in the medical field, physicians. And also from the very beginning, it has had a public health aspect, a preventative health aspect. And that's something that I always wanted to be involved in. And so I joined when it first started. And at the very beginning, it was during the measles outbreak. I think that was December of 2018, I think, around that time. And the measles outbreak was ongoing, and JOMA wanted to do something. So they had the idea that we would provide what we call the hotline for getting the measles vaccine. Now, I have a daughter on the autism spectrum, and I sort of had a different perspective. I felt like I knew why people were, you know, some people were choosing not to get the vaccine. It wasn't necessarily because they didn't have access. But we tried this, and what we found out was that, no, you know, there wasn't a tremendous desire to get vaccines from us, but there was a tremendous desire for information. And people called up and they saw a hotline and they were waiting for talks, and we didn't have any talks because we were ready to give the vaccine. And so we did a pivot and we converted to, we're still calling it a hotline, an information hotline.
And right. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you, mm-hmm. Sorry.
Right. It's not a 24/7 hotline.
Right. Because the word hotline really is usually 24/7. So I wanted to know, is it a helpline? My listeners need to understand that in this program, in the JOMA, the hotline is, you want to tell me about the hotline?
Sure. So we have preventative health topics. We have 8 talks. We're trying hard to update it once a month, you know, towards the middle to the end of the month. And we have different talks on a wide range of preventative health topics. I have a lot of focus on mental health. It's something I'm passionate about, you know, being a parent of a daughter with on the autism spectrum with mental health challenges. Focus on nutrition is another big interest. And we've also have a podcast. So the podcast is weekly, and the hotline has 8 talks and is changed ideally monthly.
So let's talk about the podcast. You want to tell my listeners generally, you know, give us a feel. Who do you have on the podcast?
So a wide, wide range. We're doing a wide range of topics. For this week, we're going to have 2 talks together. We're having Rabbi Yossi Ben Shushan, who's a substance abuse counselor and has a regular weekly Mishpacha magazine column, the risk factor column. And we were talking about more of a preventative approach to substance abuse. But then I felt I didn't want people who were struggling. I mean, it's the middle of the COVID pandemic and everybody is so stressed. And I said I didn't want people to listen to that and feel alienated. I think it's a very good talk, but I also did a talk with Devorah Levy on parenting during stressful circumstances, which is like all of us now. So those talks are coming out tonight, hopefully. But I've done a wide range. I've done eating disorders. Right. I've done nutrition. You name it.
And there, you could listen to the podcast through your website.
Right. It's on major podcast platforms. The hotline. Do you want me to give the number for the hotline?
Please. Yeah.
Okay. The number for the hotline is 929-443-9868. Another way is 9294-GEZUNT, G-E-Z-U-N-T.
And
what we are not, by the way, is a vaccine information hotline anymore. We are a preventative health hotline. We have definitely talked about COVID. We've talked about the, you know, issues with the upcoming COVID vaccine. It is more, though, not to tell people, hey, this is just what you have to believe. It is information that I'm hoping to provide in a sensitive, emotionally acceptable way. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Right. Like we're addressing people being afraid of the COVID vaccine and the way it's coming out of Operation Warp Speed. I mean, how does that make people feel? Scared.
Yeah, people are very scared about it. Not enough information out there.
Right.
This is wonderful that you have those interviews about the COVID vaccine. And when you did the measles, that was very informative. So it's wonderful that this is available. Dr. Minkin, Elise, let me ask you, you know, you're a doctor and you mentioned people are very, you know, that they're really struggling now being home with COVID.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What do you see happening with your patients and the parents. And now the school is opening and the school is closing again, and the children and the impact of that. What do you see? How do you see it impacting them?
I am seeing a tremendous rise in mental health issues. I mean, I, in my practice in Oceanside, we have a tremendous amount already. We draw from a number of communities, some of which are more stressed than others. I think that some are still reeling from Hurricane Sandy all those years ago. So we had a lot of mental health issues in my practice, but now it is a whole other level, and all the mental health programs are strained. They're really bursting at the seams, and so it's hard just to access health care. It's a big problem.
Absolutely. And yes, mask, you know, I started mask 23 years ago out of my living room. And we just hit 109,000 families through our helpline and our programs that we provide. And I will tell you that when I started it till now, I mean, we never had so many families suffering with anxiety like we have in the last 2 years. It started even before COVID. Anxiety is the number one issue that mask has really been inundated with families that are just really struggling. And then on top of regular anxiety and depression comes the COVID. And yeah, families are really struggling. Actually, I'm not even sure you know about this, but we co-sponsor a group called CATCH.
I do.
C-A-T-C-H, right.
I'm going to be interviewing. Yes, I did interview Devorah Levy partly to talk about CATCH. And I'm going to be interviewing Jessica Sturr, the founder, next week.
Right. So I know they both spoke to me about it. And CATCH really, you can hear more about it after you go onto the podcast at JOMA, or Mask's radio shows are all listed on our website. I think it's under construction now. It may be that you only get ones until the end of August, but it
end
will
of
be
August,
listed.
Correct.
Right, it will be listed. So, anybody interested, you can go to maskparents.org. And while you're on there, please donate online, be our partner so we can continue our programs and save lives, help families. And why don't you give out the JOMA email and the JOMA information once again, those that may want to
Our website is jowma.org. One email that you can reach us at is health@jOMA.org, H-E-A-L-T-H. Our podcasts are on major podcast platforms, and I mentioned the hotline before, and we try to put up our talks on YouTube, and also ultimately we're trying to transcribe them. We're trying to be accessible to everyone. I mean, you can't please everyone all the time, but we're really, really trying to get that information out to, you know, to the whole firm world. It's really important.
Right, and it's important just to put the information out there. The same with mask. You know, we do these radio shows. Not everybody, you know, may agree with everything that is, you know, spoken about on the shows all the time, but it's to put the information out there. And everybody should make their decisions with what works for them and their families. So we don't give a, you know, hashgacha. We don't give the okay stamp for everything. We just put the information out there and talk about the different subjects and topics, mental health, et cetera. So I want to go back to mask and, you know, our programming has been, you know, more difficult for some parents and more wonderful for others, because for those that want to come in person to a support group, all our support groups are via Zoom now. And for some therapists, Zoom works wonderful, and for parents, and then for some, they just have a hard time connecting on Zoom. So unfortunately, we need to stick with Zoom still. So until that changes, everyone is really welcome to call the Mask Helpline to register and get that Zoom information if you have a child from a very young age, elementary school, acting out, young, 10 years old, acting out to married child, drugs, alcohol. You may be, one group may benefit you different than a different group. So we also have a 12-step focus kind of a meeting where Dr. Ackman speaks about 12 steps and connects it to the topics that are being spoken about at the time of the group. So anyone that's interested can call MASK, because if our groups are not for you, we do have other organizations that have groups, wonderful groups, the single parents, divorced parents, different groups that are available. And I think it's important that everyone knows that there are groups out there via Zoom, and now is the time. Get onto Zoom from your home. It's easy. You don't even have to go anywhere. So call MASK, 718-758-0400. But I want to talk about the changes over time from MASK, when I began MASK, when I started MASK, and when, you know, where we are today. And I want to ask you first, doctor, about the changes as a pediatrician. How is it for you? I mean, you're a doctor many years, and just you personally, how is it for you? Different.
That's a lot of questions in one. I'm going to focus on my practice and what I see in children.
Yes.
Like you mentioned before, the anxiety and depression has been rising before COVID at unbelievable rates. I mean, I have to be prepared to walk into any teenager and expect them to have, you know, dysfunctional anxiety and depression. It's almost universal, it feels. It's really a huge stress. I think, unfortunately, social media is a big part of that. We've got a lot of cultural changes that are related to that. Which is one reason why I have so much respect for people who don't go on the internet. But, you know, I see that as affecting patients in my practice a lot. And it's hard. It's hard because mental health care in the general world is not covered like medical care. And we still have stigma. Forget about in the firm world. Outside the firm world, there's stigma of mental health, and there's this idea that somehow it's a personal failure as opposed to in a medical condition, just like other physical conditions, right? It's not. It shouldn't be considered less. And I struggle with this all the time. And by the way, the mental health interacts with your physical health. So it's not even like two separate things. So I do see a lot of what we call somatic complaints, kids with what appear to be physical problems who really have anxiety and depression. And it's a lot of work. It's very draining and it's very difficult, but it's something that I'm passionate about as a pediatrician, and I bring it to my podcast and hotline.
Right. So I want to say that from MASK point of view, interestingly, the reason that anxiety has been on the rise, what we find in all our helpline calls before COVID, I'm speaking about, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, was social media a very big issue for young adults, for everyone. Now it's become everyone, but really it was starting out that parents were struggling, that social media has really taken a toll on the mental health of their young adults and family members, even spouses. Being addicted to the phone, a lot of pornography, being exposed to pornography, and not even looking for it, but actually going on to look for something online and, you know, getting onto a site or out of curiosity or whatever. And so many people, and there's a wonderful organization called Guard Your Eyes, that we hope to be having on our radio show, speak about the issues of the social media and how somebody could just fall in really not meaning to,
right,
and then becoming addicted to it. So the anxiety, what's changed so much by MASK, is you may, someone, not you, sorry, someone may have been struggling with depression or anxiety and gotten onto social media, and now it could be hours and hours and hours on their phone, especially during COVID, on their computer, mm-hmm. and not even going out of their room, not even right. speaking to anyone, and 6, 7, 8 hours later, still being on social media. And that's really have been causing a lot of concern for a lot of parents. They, you know, they look at it like, why is my daughter or son on the phone so much? Why is she in her room all these hours? What is she doing for so many hours? But truth is, with no socialization, being on lockdown with COVID, then going to school, then coming, you know, again, no school. It's like really, really have gotten in the way with young adults. And they are struggling, all ages, really, really struggling with socialization, a lack of socialization. So they are on social media. And there's a lot of bullying going right. on in social media, even with, you know, friends and colleagues of mine that are on social media, they say people have been really negative comments. You have to watch every word you say, because otherwise people that have 20,000 followers, 7,000 followers, you know, 30, whatever it may be, they're getting a lot of negativity. So, it's really creating a lot of extra anxiety in people. People that never Sure. struggled from anxiety now have been really become, you know, feeling like they've suddenly struggling with anxiety. So do you see the same in parents that come in and speak to you?
You know, it's interesting. I didn't think about it that way, but I'm definitely seeing more anxiety in the parents as well. I haven't thought about the role of social media, but I'm sure it's playing a role, because you have a whole Instagram perfect parenting, right?
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a huge problem. Yeah. I don't want to end on a negative note, though.
No, we are not. We are going to be talking about stigma and overcoming stigma of mental illness. And that's MASC has been working for years now, working towards stigma-free, and that, you know, we don't want the negative attitudes and beliefs towards people that have mental health conditions, because that's very common. And, you know, stigma could lead to discrimination. I mean, people are reluctant enough to seek help for treatment. And there is a lack of understanding from family and friends and coworkers when it comes to mental health. So, like you said, the insurance, the health, you know, insurance, it is an issue for many when they seek treatment. There are organizations that help, but really the, you know, mental health outpatient clinics, they are doing Zoom, they have telehealth. There's no reason that anyone should isolate themselves. They should join a support group. They should get the help from all the wonderful outpatient clinics that there are in Tiboro, and Jewish Board and Family Services and OHEL and Counterforce and Pesach Tikva and many, many more that I'm not even mentioning. But we need to reach out to people that you can trust. There's compassion, there's support. They understand you. Members of the community are available to speak to people that are suffering. If you need a referral for a support group, for a therapist, for a mentor, feel free, call MASC, and we will then connect you with the right professionals so that you are not alone. Everybody is struggling one way or the other. And we really want to instill courage to those that are facing challenges. We want to educate the public about mental illness. And we really don't want anyone to be judged because of lack of understanding of what's going on with them in whatever condition they may be struggling with. And we need to recognize that when we seek support, it makes a big difference in your life, and also seeking support shows real courage to pick up that phone. And people are there to help you if you're not sure where to go and you're scared to call a helpline. You can always call your pediatrician, like Dr. Minkin. I know your patients call you, and you make referrals for professionals. You send them to different helplines. So I want to say thank you to you for doing that and always referring MASC and other organizations that can help them. So what message would you like to give to all my listeners tonight, please?
First of all, I want to thank you for doing this for the past 23 years. You're a trailblazer, and you're so needed, and thank you so, so much. And I also
thank,
just want to say...
Thank you, Dr. Minkin. I must say it's not me alone. It's with wonderful staff, so thank you.
And as a parent of a child with special needs, you are your own child's best advocate, and you have to put your oxygen mask on first. You have to... Reaching out for help means taking care of yourself so you can take care of your child or your family. It's so important.
Absolutely, because you are a parent first before being a doctor, and you struggled with your own family's situations at one point, and you needed to reach out. So everybody does. There's no one that doesn't need to reach out today for one issue or another. So please, again, from the very far right, families that don't have Zoom that are listening to our show tonight, if you don't have Zoom access and you only want telephone access, call MASC. We'll try and connect you to the right place so that you can get the support that you need. Catch, by the way, for anxiety, people with anxiety, they have in the 5 pounds, two groups, actually, going on, West Hempstead, 5 pounds. And now we have one in Borough Park, Mass. Mm-hmm. The group, Dr. from New Walkenfeld, facilitates one in Borough Park. And we are working now with CATCH to start our next group in Flatbush. So anyone that's interested, please give us a call. Again, I'm going to give out our number, 718-758-0400. And Dr. Minkin, please, one more time, give out your information for the Jewish Orthodox Women's Medical Association so that those that want to listen, please.
Right. One thing, CATCH groups are for anxiety and depression, and they're in person, so people should be aware of that. They're
right.
In person.
Yeah.
Okay. Joma.org, right. Joma, JOWMA.org. Email us at health, HEALTH, at joma.org. Hotline 929-4-GEZUNT, 4-GEZUNT, or 443-9868, and podcast on our website and major platforms.
I want to wish you and all the volunteers of JOMA and all the doctors out there, I want to wish you a healthy a good, healthy life to be able to always protect those that need your help and give the right guidance. I want to thank JOMA and all you do on behalf of, you know, with all the podcasts, on behalf of getting all the information out there and all the professionals that you speak with and interview so that everyone can get the information. And I want to wish everyone a very good evening, a beautiful Shabbos, and always remember, hang in, hold on, and hug tight. Tonight's show is in memory of Simcha Shmuel Ben Moshe. Thank you and have a good night.
New Yorkers, this holiday season, let's reduce the spread of COVID-19. This is not the year to travel to gather with family and friends. Traveling puts you, your family, and our communities at risk, as returning travelers can be a source of transmission. Celebrate with your own household members and virtually with friends and family. Let's take these precautions now so we can all be together in the future. For more information, visit nyc.gov/health/coronavirus.
Talkline Network Radio, America's longest-running Jewish broadcast network, the voice of the Jewish community.